now it was Jaina's turn to gape. If they don't act appropriately, the deal's off, and the Hutts lose slaves they've had for 25 millennia. Okay, I think I see why everyone's so upset. She looked as stunned as Lando felt.
The treaty states that if there is ever a question of violation, at least two, preferably more, off-worlders must be present to render judgment. As both the Hutts and the Klaatuinians have decided interests in the outcome.
Oh, come on, Dorima. Surely there's gotta be someone else.
The Chancellor looked at him levelly.
This is Hutt territory, Lando. People who have business with them come here. There are some who come to see the fountain, but they are few. You two both arrived the very day of the sacrilege. And although I cannot believe I am saying this, I trust you to be fair in hearing both sides. And I can say the same of a Jedi, even one I have not met.
Jaina and Lando exchanged glances.
Give us a moment, he said.
Of course.
Ornate obligingly muted the sound.
I don't want any part of this, Lando said. I say we leave them and get to Luke.
I'd say the same thing, except for the fact that the liberty of an entire race of people rests on it, Jaina said. Your friend is right. This isn't a place known for attracting decent and fair-minded beings. Anyone else they get is going to know what side his bread is buttered on. The Hutts will win for sure.
And can you be impartial? Lando challenged. Suppose the evidence suggests that the Hutts did do everything they could. Could you stand there and tell the Klaatuinians they're stuck being slaves?
He expected her to snap at him. Instead, she looked down, her gaze falling quickly on her left hand. It was then that he noticed it was bereft of her engagement ring. And suddenly, he understood why she had been so subdued.
I've made a lot of hard decisions recently based on what I thought was right, Lando. Decisions that weren't what I wanted, she said quietly. I'm the Sword of the Jedi. I stand, supposedly, for justice. If the Hutts really did keep their end of the bargain, then my answer is yes. I can look the elders in the eye and say that.
I really don't want to do this.
Then don't. Take the Rockhound and join Luke in the Maw. Hopefully, I will be there soon. I'll be one of their off-worlders and they can find someone else. Really, it's okay.
And he could tell by looking at her that it was. She was making the decision for herself and letting him make the right one for him.
You are far too much like your mother sometimes, you know that? He muttered. You damn diplomats.
He heaved a sigh and waved at Ornate, who unmuted the hologram.
All right, Dorima. You got yourselves two off-worlders.